the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another riveting edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And on this Freaky Friday, let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, Lundy. Pick your poison, my man. Whatever you like at plus odds. It could be the NFL in week 10. Could be college football in week number 11. Could be in the NBA. Your hometown Nuggets got a big one tonight against the Golden State Warriors. I could be in college basketball or your specialty, dropping the puck and making some bucks. What you got for me?
Let's take a ride on the Zamboni, Brad. Let's go to a three-leg money line for tonight. There's four games on the schedule tonight. There's three of them that I feel pretty good about these teams on the money line. Two at home, one on the road. But I can't resist this payday when we're getting better than 3-1 over at DraftKings. Plus 307, we're going to snag those New York Islanders. We're going to mix that together around the campfire with the Calgary Flames. And then we're going to add in the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets on the road, they will be down there taking on the San Jose Sharks. Not going to give you a whole bunch of breakdown on these. These are just guys that I feel good about the idea of picking it up on the money line. Winnipeg, San Jose does make me a little bit nervous just because occasionally Macklin, Celebrini and company in San Jose show up. They did it earlier this week, absolutely ruined a parlay for me, which was really kind of painful, but not nearly as painful as last night. On behalf of the entire state of Colorado, I would like to apologize to any subscribers to Amazon Prime for that absolute pile of shit that you were forced to watch last night on Thursday Night Football. That was completely ugly, and God knows that his ego will not let him apologize to anybody for how bad it was. So on behalf of Sean Payton, I will also apologize to all of you. Third and one. Give me a break.
Yeah, man, it was utter insanity, pure pain, to say the least, a lack of creativity. I don't know, Sean Payton and Lombardi, get RJ Harvey more involved in the pass game.
Brad.
It might help out.
Brad. J.K. Dobbins is fifth in the league in rushing yards. They gave it to him four times in the first half, and three of those were on the first drive. And I know some Broncos fans said, well, yeah, Nate, but on those first three carries, he only got 9 yards. Yeah. And on the fourth one, he got 13.
Yeah, oh my exactly. God.
It's third and one, and you're trying to get Cortland Sutton to throw a touchdown. No, stop trying to be cute, Sean. Just run the ball.
Yeah, just go with your strengths and let it ride, because that record right now on the surface, awfully misleading for the Denver Broncos, but defense does often win championships. All right, I'm going to go to the hard one, and this is going to be a popular game watch in the Lundy household. Oh, a pair of blue buds of battling early in the college basketball season. I'm going to take North Carolina, earmuffs, Lundy, earmuffs, on the money line, taking on your wife's favorite squad, that being the Kansas Jayhawks. If you apply the odds boost there at DraftKings. Oh, look what I get. Plus money on that bad boy at a plus 107. It's a little baby seduced by the juice. Rolling with Michael Jordan, you. And the reason being is this. Look, Hubert Davis, his buns are burning right now in the hot seat. He has got to start off this season fast. And the downside for Kansas, they don't have a whole lot of size. They range anywhere between like 6'3", 6'8", 6'9", and with that starting five, not a lot of size in terms of depth off the bench. I think Henry Vassar, the transfer from Arizona, is going to be the key difference maker in this game. If he stays out of foul trouble, he commands and clogs the paint. He is going to be a menace in the post for UNC. He's a true seven-footer, a guy that's a proven player at this level. And he got Trimble, you got Wilson, he got Powell. I like Carolina's overall team construct. I think they're going to be much better defensively. And we know they like to zip, 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 but really move the ball up and down the floor offensively. Now, Darren Peterson is going to be the best player on the floor, bar none. He is the star frosh there for Kansas. They're going to hang tough. This is going to come down maybe the last possession or two. So if you like thrilling basketball, make sure you tune in on Friday night to the Battle of the Blue Bloods. And I'm going to take UNC on the money line against Kansas at a plus 107 there at DraftKings with the boost. And with that on the board and Lundy's bet also on the board, it's time to move on to the Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Oh, numero cinco on the countdown. Linda, you knew this name was going to show up, and you absolutely hate the bit that I do, but I'm going to do it anyway. Rico Arena Dowdle. Okay, you can put the cans back on there, amigo. I like Rico Dowdle a ton this week. I'm going to play a little same game parlay so I can get it to plus money. I think he's going to find the end zone, A. B, all I need is 70 plus rush yards against the failing fleur-de-lis, also known as the New Orleans Saints, the one-win Saints, who have been downright atrocious this year. But I think Rico Dowdle's going to achieve both feats needed. Now, I will say this about the Saints. They've been decent, according to the advanced metrics and rush EPA defense. They're number 12 in the NFL in rush EPA on the year. But they give it up 4.17 yards per carry, 109.8 rush yards per game, because they're always playing from behind. So a lot of the running backs just running down their throats, sold away the clock, and that's the name of that game for Rico Dotto. The Saints have also given up nine touchdowns to the running back position. Dallas top five in yards after contact per attempt. He's number 11 in total missed tackles force. He has been divine and such a delight. I know he's battling a bit of a quad injury, but Canales has said all week, hey, we're just managing it. So make sure you can get out there and perform his best. He's going to get the ball at least 20 times in this one. If he gets that, he's easily going to get to 70 yards in my estimation. And I think he will fall forward and across the chalk as well. So to recap, numero cinco here on the Fade 5 Countdown, same game parlay. Rico Dowdle, 70 plus rush yards. Rico Dowdle, anytime touchdown against the Aints at plus 106 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
That's a smart way to be able to get him up into the plus money. Obviously, you got to hope that nothing gets vultured there with the touchdown opportunity. But with his volume, with his opportunity share, I'm all about this. I think this is a smart way to be able to play it. And thanks for the heads up, because then I was able to take my headphones off and I didn't have to hear you.
Gerardo, it's still a jam.
Number four.
All right, numero quattro here on the Fade 5 Friday edition of the Countdown. I'm going to go with another running back, but I'm going to go the opposite direction and live in the land down under on Breece Hall, 65.5 rush yards against the Cleveland Browns at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. I look at Cleveland. Outstanding in terms of their rush defense. They're number two in rush EPAD this year, Lundy. They're only giving up 3.67 yards per carry, 77.3 rush yards per game to the running back position. Only three running backs have got to the 66-yard mark or greater against them. That's what we call stifling. That's what we call suffocating. That is the strength of that team, bar none. You look at Breece Hall. He's not the happiest of campers. Look at what he was posted on social media earlier this week that he promptly deleted. He was peeved. He was ticked off that he did not get shipped out of town at the trade deadline despite his demands to the decision makers of that Jets franchise. And you look at some of the advanced metrics. Yes, he's top 15 yak per attempt. Yeah, he's got a decent 18 missed tackles. Force is number 22 in the NFL. But he's also number 44 in yards created per touch. He's gone under this 65.5 rush yards prop in four of his last seven games. And what are the motivations? I mean, that's the honest to God question, Lundy. It's not like he's going to be given an A effort. This could be more like a D minus effort from Breece Hall. So put all together, numero quattro of the countdown. Breece Hall taking the under on 65.5 rush yards against the Browns at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
Yeah, he ain't happy, is he? Right. I mean, it was so painfully obvious that he was mad on Tuesday when he was not packing up the U-Haul and getting a real estate agent and finding himself a new home. It was really obvious about that, which means he's going to start to check out, legitimately not really be interested. He might get benched. This could be one of those, conduct detrimental to the team kinds of moments, right? He might just be able to say, F it, y'all. I don't really care. Bench me, find me, do whatever you want. I told you I wanted out of here. You didn't want to help me, so see ya. And I think he may just completely ignore everything that goes on with this team for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he may be on a one-way flight to Bermuda. Oh, but this just in, that flight's been canceled.
Number three.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about for all you struggling right there to fly in this great country. Lundy, Obviously, you got a hot take on that, or you just flipping the screen around.
Much like the substitute air traffic controllers, I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Safe travels, America. I will say that much. All right, numero tres here on the countdown. Let's go with a guy that I don't think we've ever featured here on the show, but I'm going to go with the tight end of the Houston Texans, Dalton Schultz. Give me the over on 4.5 receptions at a minus. Oh, no, look at that. It's a plus 115 juice, even better. Available there at BetMGM. Davis Mills going to be getting the start for H-Town. Somebody rocking, knocking no boots with C.J. Stroud out due to that concussion. I look at the matchup. It's Jacksonville. Okay, they're middle of the pack in a drop-back EPA defense this season. But if you peel back the layers of the onion, they have allowed the fifth most receptions just to the tight end position this season. And you look, they're giving up 6.9, nice, receptions per game against specifically to tight ends. Three plus-size targets have gotten the five catch mark. And oh, what a quinky-dink. One of those three, it was Dalton Schultz back in week three against the Jags in their first do-si-do. He had exactly five grabs in that game. Guys running oodles of routes, 29.5 per game. That's 80% of his snaps played. And he has caught at least five passes in five of his last six. And you have a really true pocket passer at the controls this week in Mills. And they've got a little bit of a rapport relationship that they have built up here last couple of years. So I think he's going to be in the crosshairs early and often. This could be a six-catch game, but all I need is five to cash in and plus money. So again, numero tres on the Feed of Five Friday edition of the Countdown. Give me Dalton Schultz over 4.5 receptions against the Jags at plus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
This is one of my favorites of the weekend. Love me some Dalton Schultz this weekend. Folks, I would use him if I'm doing a DFS. I think that Mills is going to take advantage of the opportunity. I think he's going to look to throw the ball. As you talked about, a true pocket type of guy, that's going to benefit Dalton Schultz, a guy that was already doing okay even with C.J. Stroud. I think he steps up a notch. The fact that this is plus odds is beautiful. Again, there's like four tight ends I really like this weekend. I'm likely going to be, you know, trying to figure out how to do the DFS lineups and things like that. But Dalton Schultz is on that list.
Oh, yeah. You want more plus money offerings? We give it to you. Where? At thegamingjuice.com. You jackals, sign up for a free account right now. Again, we don't charge you a single dime. Lundy's always free and transparent spreadsheet lives there if you like dropping the puck and making some bucks or just tailing him on some of the other action that he is throwing out there. My free and public and transparent spreadsheet also lives on thegamingjuice.com. All of my fantasy flames pieces for week 10, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end live on the site. All of my rankings constantly updating. We'll be doing that throughout the entire weekend. Where is it? Yeah, live on the site. You want college football action? Well, you get it from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson with the college football forecast. All of their week 11 picks live on the site. You can ask me a question. Click Ask Brad, and I will get back to you at my earliest leisure, my earliest convenience. Get it all, fools, at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here, the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. I'm actually going to fade Danny Dimes. Am I sickly? Am I feverish? Look, he has been a saving grace for one of my fantasy teams. I got him for $2 in my auction. He's going to be a keeper in a super flex. I'm really giddy about it. I've been tabbed by the organization as the franchise guy. Who would have thunk it? This is one of the surprise sensations of the entire NFL season, to say the least. But it could be a humbling moment, much like it was last week, in which he was swarmed under five times by the Steelers defense. This week, it's the ATL, and Atlanta's been grounding a lot of passing attacks this season. Lundy, they're number 11 in dropback EPA defense. They're only giving us 6.6 pass yards per attempt, 174.8 pass yards per game to the quarterback position. Only one guy, one dude. It was Drake May, who's gotten over this number against them. Now, Jones has done this in four of his last six. Yeah, he's been pretty accurate this season. Number 15 adjust completion percentage, spreading the love around. Certainly been a hot hand, but I see it more like maybe in the 220s, low 230s. I don't think he gets to 244. I think this is an aggressive number. So at numero dos on the Feed 5 Friday edition of the Countdown, again, living in that land down under on 243.5 pass yards for Daniel Jones against the Falcons. Minus 115 at BetMGM. Feed or follow.
I hate having to continue to follow you, but I agree with you on this one. I think this is, if there's going to be a game where he comes in under his over under number, I think this is the one that you play. This actually opened higher. It's down a couple of yards. I think it opened at 245, and so it's already down to 243 because of the number of people that are betting on the under right now. They have moved that line over. And what do I say all the time? I don't trust the crap that happens overseas with these games, and I think that it can wreak havoc on some of the players. That said, I think I found a value bet, Brad, that I'll share in bonus time. I'll give you a little tickle tease.
Ooh, that's tickling me in all the right spots. And by the way, Lundy, sprinkency Deutsch. It's the only
number
German.
One.
All right, number uno here on the Feed of Five Countdown. Bear down, Chicago Bears. I'm a big Manon guy. I assume what I did there, dad jokes. I'm going to take the over. I could not believe this line came out at such a low threshold. I was waiting on pins and needles for exactly what the odds makers were going to decide with DeAndre Swift. Looking like he is going to be back in uniform. By the way, DeAndre Swift's rush yards prop opened at 68.5. I'm like, man, that seems a little assertive, a little presumptuous that he's going to get a heavy workload. Manon guy, he opened at 34.5. Broke out the little friend there, the Sledgehammer special, numero uno here. As a result of Fade 5 Countdown, is that over? Kyle Manon guy, 34.5. That's it. Rush yards against the New York Giants at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Quite honestly, Lundy, I'm going to stepladder this. I'm probably going to take it at 40. I'm going to take it at 50, and I might flirt with even taking it at 60. I think, I don't have any inside information, folks. This is my guesstimation. I think it's going to be a full-blown 50-50 timeshare. Maybe moving forward, you got to ride the hot hand. You can't have him taking a complete backseat to DeAndre Swift coming off 176 rush yards against the Cincinnati Bungles. And I understand Cincinnati has a lousy defense, but so are the Giants. They enter the week dead last in rush EPA defense. They're giving up 5.89 yards per carry only to running backs and 121 rush yards per game. Again, just to RBs. 11 RBs have gotten to 35 rush yards against them. And Manon guy now, top 15 on the season in yak per attempt. He has done this in two of his last three. Even if he only gets like 10 to 12 carries in this game, I think he's going to cross that threshold. And it could, because of any number of things could happen. Asteroid hit Soldier Field and I'm screwed. But he could do this with relative ease. So give me Kyle Manon guy on the over. 34.5 rush yards against the G-men. And a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow. Oh, don't do it to me. Don't you dare.
No, it's too low of a number. I would agree with that. It's too low of a number. Take advantage of it at 34.5. He's a good pickup. Some of you guys that are dealing with buys, you know, if you don't have Chase Brown, you don't have Javonte Williams, you know, you're missing out on some of those guys. He's not a bad, you know, single week pickup. If you need a little plug and play, grab yourself a few yards, maybe get lucky and find the end zone as well. But no, I won't do it. As much as I hate going 5 for 5, I won't do it. I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. I'll let you celebrate your Bears and sing that stupid song over and over again.
Yeah. And we're royally cursed now. So thank you for that, Lundy. Going with the 5 for 5 on the follows. Yeah. But man, 34.5 with Manon guy, I couldn't resist. All right. Lundy's going to offer everybody some additional action in bonus time. Hopefully you can't resist either. So whether in the NHL or the NBA on this Friday night, looking ahead either to college basketball, college football, or the NFL and the main slate in week 10, all that I require, Lundy, is for you, you beautiful bastard, to give me more gambling picks. So give them to me.
All right. I think I teased with you that I've got some value, I think, in that Berlin game, and I'm going to roll with this one. So this is kind of interesting. Both Tyler Warren and Kyle Pitts Their over under in their yardage prop opened this week in the low 40s. Okay. That's where it opened up in the low 40s. It has crept up. Both of them are hovering, depending upon the book you look at, they're hovering anywhere between 46 and 47 now. Okay. So they've each gone up by 4 or 5 yards in terms of the over under. Sometimes when that starts to creep, yes, it's an indicator, but sometimes you can also be a contrarian and you can wind up betting the other direction. But how about this? We know that Warren is going to get his, all right? That's just, I mean, he's the best weapon they've got right now. I mean, he's one of the reasons why we're talking about Daniel Jones this season the way that we are. Let's be honest. Then on the flip side of that, Kyle Pitts is running a shitload of routes, y'all. He is out there on the field constantly for the Atlanta Falcons. This is, they are burning him into the ground. So why don't we try this, shall we? I told you, it started at about 42 for each one of them. It's crept up to 46 or 47. 40-plus for Pitts. 40-plus for Warren. That is a same-game parlay of plus 150 at DraftKings. So again, as I watched those lines go up, I decided to avoid the individual bets, but I brought both of them down. 40 plus and 40 plus for each of those guys takes you to 1.5 odds plus 150. Absolutely love that one. You know, I don't like to bet a lot on the games that are overseas, but this one I absolutely cannot resist. You talked about trying to play a ladder on somebody, and that is what I believe, by the way, in the matchup down in SoFla. I'm going to do that, Brad, with Dalton Kincaid. I think Kincaid's going to have himself a very good game. Right now, his standard line is at, I think, 35.5, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's up. It's crept above 40 at this point. Anyway, I'm going to take the over on the standard line, but I'm also going to take him at a plus 120 for 50 or more receiving yards. We know the game that he's coming off of, but again, this is a guy that I think they can lean into. Last week, 6 targets, 5 catches, 66 yards, and he splashed 6. Excuse me. So put all of that together. I don't necessarily need him to get back to that 60 mark, but I think he can easily flirt with 50. So I like the over on the standard line, and I also like the alt line on the escalator at 50 or more yards for Dalton Kincaid at plus odds. Speaking of plus odds, let's bounce to college football, shall we, tomorrow? Brad, my favorite upset pick on the road in Death Valley. Give me the Florida State Seminoles at even money. I will take FSU even money plus 100. This has come down, by the way. They were actually like a plus 110 on the money line about 48 hours ago, maybe 72 hours ago. Now it's down to just even money at plus 100. I just think Florida State's the better team. I just do. I know it's at Death Valley. I know that that can be a struggle, but every time Clemson is a favorite, they're falling on their face right now. And I think Florida State's got a pretty decent chance of doing the exact same thing. CU and West Virginia. I have no idea what to expect out of this game. Other than the fact that it's going to resemble what you were forced to watch last night with Thursday night football. I want to take West Virginia minus the 6.5 because every single road game this year, CU has absolutely gotten their doors blown off. And when you talk about some of these teams that have sort of checked out, I do think that part of that is with CU, especially with their defense, which was never checked into the hotel to begin with because their defense sucks. So I'm leaning on West Virginia minus the 6.5. But what I will tell you is I like the over at 53.5. CU has declared that they are going to go with Juju Lewis, who is the highly touted, I think he's like 12 years old, the quarterback that they've got that was the recruit that was going to go to USC. Deion stole him, brought him up to Boulder. He should have been starting this whole season. They need to just get out there and get him the experience and I don't know why he hasn't been starting this entire time. But I digress. But I'm going to take the over for sure on the 53.5. Play that number as well. The other over that I like tomorrow in college football, 47.5 between them Aggies and them Tigers in Columbia. Texas A&M will be on the road against Missouri. I think they hit the over in this one, sitting at 47.5. And then finally, what else did I have? Oh, Brad, Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight taking on your Chicago Bulls. Will be playing in Milwaukee. Last year, in the two games that he played against Chicago, Giannis scored 38 and 41. Part of the reason why both of these teams, in terms of pace of play, in terms of average possessions per game, both of these teams just want to run up and down the court. And Chicago doesn't have anybody that can stop Giannis. His points over under right now is 32.5. Give me the over on Giannis, because at the pace of play they're going to have, and if last year's history is any indication, he is going to be at 35 plus. And if you're going to give me 32 plus, I will take it. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who clearly wishes he were in a boy band for the amount of times that he sings on this podcast.
Yes, I don't have the hair for it, unfortunately, nor the physique at my 47-year-old age. So, but thank you, Lundy. I can always live an alternate life. All right, so let's go with the Team Rivals parlay play. So a little two-legger. Going back to the player props market, I'm going to take Gonna Make You Sweat, baby. There's the singing again. CMC on the over 51.5 receiving yards. And I'm going to pair that with another running back in the pass-catching market. Give me Rashad White. No Bucky Irving, by the way, for Tampa on the over on 3.5 receptions. Oh, look at that. Plus 273. Really rolling those shoulders and getting seduced by the Jews there at BetMGM. I love CMC this week against the LA Rams. He already faced his team back in week 5, was targeted nine times. Had 8 receptions for 82 yards. He's actually the only receiver to crack the 50-yard mark out of the backfield against this defense this season, but he's going to be a point of emphasis. He's run over 30 routes per game. He's trotting out around on 80.1% of his snaps played. He's averaging 10.3 yards per catch. He's number 3 yards per route run among all running backs. I know the other advanced data is pointing to the fade side of it because the Rams have been outstanding against pass-catching running backs, but McCaffrey's just a different dude. And he is the centerpiece of this offense, whether it's going to be Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, doesn't matter. And the Battle of the Golden State, I think CMC is going to flourish as a pass catcher. So I'm going to take the over on 51.5 receiving yards. Same goes for White, but I'm going to zero in on just catches for him. Taking the over on 3.5. By the way, individually, that's plus money right there. That's why the juice is so jacked on this simple two-leg build. White taking on New England. No defense, Lundy, in the NFL has allowed more catches to running backs than the Patriots. They've given up 55, a double nickel on the season to RBs, squirting there out of the backfield. And that's what White does, 16.1 routes per game, 45.1 route percentage. He's already hit this, I think, like 3 of his last 5 games. So put all together, I think it's going to be at least 4 catches for him. I think CMC is going to get well past the 50 receiving yards mark. Both of those hit. We're cashing in, baby, at a cool plus 273 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time. Stick with the NFL, a couple of other quickies for you. Isaiah Likely. I took the over on 2.5 catches when the market opened immediately at plus 140. It's down 35 cents at BetMGM to plus 105, but still plus money, still highly playable. I know Minnesota's number 8 in drop back EPA defense, but man, they have been gashed by tight ends here of late. Giving up 6.3 receptions per game to that position for the last 4 weeks. So I think Likely coming off a season high 3 grabs, gets another 3 grabs. He does that. I cash in again at plus money. And then one more in the NFL. I wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com. I think Jameson Williams is going to have a monster, not only week 10, but really the second half of the season. John Morton, the offensive coordinator of Detroit, said, you know, I have failed him. That's exactly what he said. I have failed Jameson Williams. He was expected to be a massive breakout candidate coming off the 1,000-yard year. A lot of people extended the go-go gadget arm requirement fantasy, banking on that belief. Well, last week it took a while, but he got 4 for 66 and a touch. And I think it could be more of the same this week. It's only 44.5 receiving yards for him. So if you want to step ladder that, take it on the standard line, take it a 50-plus, take it a 60-plus, I would recommend it. You know, he's one of the best field stretchers around, and it's Washington They lost their best cover corner in Marshawn Lattimore to a torn ACL. Even with them on the field, they've given up the second most wide receiver yards of any secondary in the NFL. So get them in your fantasy lineup, and I'm going to back them in the betting market. Took the over on 44.5 receiving yards. Again, I like the step ladder as well. Quickly, in college football, I'm just going to lay with Indiana. Do you need reasons? No. I know it's Penn State. I've even seen some spicy, sizzling hot takes out there that there are some people believe that Penn State may put Indiana on upset alert. Get the hell out of here with that BS. Indiana's just smoking everybody. Cignetti, and with the exception of Iowa, and Penn State doesn't have that kind of defense. Cignetti just rolls up and continuously scores relentlessly against you because he wants a Fernando Mendoza. Get the old Heisman Trophy added to the case. So I think they're going to win by 20 plus, and I got to just lay 14.5. I'm in on that. Elsewhere, college basketball on Friday night. Ben the under in St. Mary's at Chattanooga, 143.5. You know what Randy Bennett does? They hold all the damn ball forever. They have the slowest tempo already this season. They're going to be in the running to have the slowest tempo the entire year. And Chattanooga, under Dan Earl, it's not like they're really trying to rev the engine. They were number 217 in tempo last season. So I think that game is going to be a war of attrition. I think St. Mary's will win with relative ease. Excellent defensive team as always. Like the under at 143.5. I think it's going to be somewhere in the 130s. And then, Lundy, I'm surprised you didn't mention this. Nikola Jokic, triple-double is plus money. Why? Why is that? They're playing Golden State. It's probably the marquee matchup of the night. He already faced Golden State earlier this year. And guess what? He triple-doubled. You're going to give it to me at plus money? Take my money, BetMGM. Take it. Explain that one to me.
No, I've told everybody. As long as they're going to keep giving you plus money, keep taking it with the way that he's playing right now. Because here's the only downside that I will tell you for tonight. Like, for example, the spread is 10.5. I would take Golden State plus 10.5. I'm not saying that Denver's not going to win at home. But here's the analogy that I gave to somebody yesterday, and they agreed with me. Right now, the Denver Nuggets are a toddler playing with their food, okay? And what I mean by that is this is the best roster the Denver Nuggets have ever had, period. And I'm including the 2023 NBA championship in, when I say that. This is the best roster that they've had. But you know what they're doing? For like 2.5 quarters, 3, they're dicking around, y'all. They just, like, it's, they're just playing and they're playing. And then they decide that they want to step on the gas. And when they decide they want to step on the gas, they're really damn good. However, eventually that's going to come back and bite them. And it can bite them against somebody like Steph Curry, who burned them previously this season. And so I think that's the only reason why the plus money is there, is because every now and then this team doesn't look like the best team in the West. And they screw around. And I do think that to a certain extent, Steph Curry is their kryptonite. He has been, and he has been consistently, but I will continue to say it. I said it on this pod a week and a half ago. You just said it just now. If they're going to give you a triple double at plus odds, take it.
Yeah, it's downright ridiculous. Best value that I saw was plus 105, and I grabbed that earlier today at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor. You enjoy the show? Well, drop us a rating and review. It really helps us out. Also, fade or follow us. Follow Lundy on X. Always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevas, go to thegamingjuice.com at Jackals and check out all of my free content, including a Lundy spreadsheet, and go to our friends at Betalytics and use that promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off their awesome projections. And this just in, Lundy, now including college basketball. Ooh, got it! Way to go, Rachel Kryshek and company there at Betalytics. Again, promo code JUICE, and you can check out all of their analysis and projections every day. Helps me out and set my fantasy lineups and making all my various bets. All right, until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. I-L-L. Wait, we're off this weekend.